heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details. Heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
It's time for another episode of Mike Talks Funny, brought to you by Eventide Entertainment. Tonight, special guest Scotty Mays and music from Zero Day. And now, grab some tacos, grab some nachos, I don't know, grab a lot of Mexican food. Here's your host, Mike Shea! What's going on, funny talkers? Welcome to a brand new episode of Mike Talks Funny. I'm your host, Mike Shea. We have got an action-packed show for you today. But first, as always, a little bit of housekeeping. So if you're listening to this show right now as it is first airing, I want to remind everybody that tonight, Tuesday night, 7 p.m., April 23rd, I will be on the Life with Don Smith, 106.9 FM, at Wright State's WWSU radio station, Wright State University here in Dayton, Ohio, with Aaron Lopez to talk about the other big thing I got to talk about, which is that Aaron and I are going to be co-hosting a very special Avengers Endgame review crossover live to the internet on Sunday, April 28th. We will be here in my home studio doing a live show for everyone to enjoy. You'll be able to check that out on Spreaker Live, and we're working on getting it up so that you can we can also do a live YouTube feed. We'll see about that as well. But we're going to have a Discord chat open for you guys so you can chat with us during the show, send us your questions, and we'll probably take a couple of phone calls as well. More information on that as we get closer to the day once we get everything set up. But it's going to be myself, Aaron Lopez from The Drive-In, Ben Norsworthy from Offensive Foul, and another friend of Aaron's whose name I'm totally blanking on right now, and I'm just not going to sit here and clackety-clack away at the keyboard trying to find it. It was going to be four of us here in my studio talking about Avengers Endgame. We're all going to see it Friday and Saturday. Going to be an absolute blast. So once again, Sunday, April 28th, the Sunday after Avengers Endgame comes out at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll be doing the big live review crossover event between Mike Talks Movies, Mike Talks Funny, and The Drive-In, and Offensive Foul, really. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So as you guys may remember, I mentioned last week, so I originally had a show scheduled for May 18th at the Franklin Tavern. That, unfortunately, that show has been canceled. Franklin Tavern went out of business. They had to shut down, so that show's been canceled. But hopefully I'll get something booked up for you guys again here soon. A couple other announcements. So I've done some modifications to the Patreon, trying to get that thing just where I like it. So if you go to patreon.com/MikeShayComedy, I've made quite a few adjustments. I've put a lot more stuff in the $1 tier. I really want to get everybody in on the $1 floor, get the most bang for your buck there. So some of the things I've added is that if you join the Patreon at the $1 tier, not only will there be a monthly Discord chat, there will be a monthly YouTube live Q&A session as well. You're still going to get your Mike Talks Funny stickers. You're also going to get early access to a new podcast I'm doing called Mike's Mind. Something I have been open about on social media, not so much on this show, have been my struggles throughout life with depression. And finally, I've decided to take the steps to seek professional help, to seek therapy, to deal with my depression. And so as I'm going on this journey through this depression treatment that I'll be going through, I'll be taking you guys along with me. So you'll be able to check out the Mike's Mind podcast. It's still going to drop here on the Mike Talks Funny feed, so you don't have to worry about subscribing to a new feed. But that's going to be, I don't have a set schedule for it yet, and you'll understand why. When you listen to the first episode, now, if you join the $1 tier of my Patreon, you'll get the first episode, you'll get every episode 1 week early. Those shows will drop on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. on the Mike Talks Funny feed. Like I said, if you join the $1 Patreon tier, you'll get 1 week early access to that. Also, if you join the $10 tier, from now on, you will receive executive producer credit in all of my films as they're released. And you'll get to take part in the Mike Talks Funny Live. Now, Mike Talks Funny Live is something new I'm trying, where I will have a live YouTube stream of the interviews with our guests as I record them. So you'll be able to see us here doing the interview here in the studio, and in between takes, you guys will get to do some Q&A with the guests as they come in. That's for the $10 Patreon tier. I've also removed the $25 tier. It's just $1, $5, and $10. The $5 tier still hasn't, nothing much has really changed for that. I took a lot of the stuff from the $5 tier and added it to the $1 tier. So make sure you guys go to patreon.com/MikeShayComedy. Help join my team. Join my team of funny talkers in the Mike Shay Comedy Patreon feed. So make sure you guys do that. That's about all we've got as far as news and housekeeping goes. I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up here. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, guys, we've got my interview. He's back. One of my favorite people in the entire world. It's Scotty Mays coming in to talk about his sobriety, talk about comedy, and just talk about life in general. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with a lot more show right after this.
Ah, hello there. My name is Wallace J. Crumplebottom. And when it's early in the morning, there's nothing that gets me ready for a long day of bean counting quite like a good breakfast. And there's no better breakfast than a brand new episode of The Breakfast Lads. Take it from me, I'm British, so I must know what I'm talking about. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 a.m. for a brand new episode of The Breakfast Lads, brought to you by Eventide Entertainment.
Talking about movies is what Aaron Lopez does best.
We are talking about The Greatest Showman.
Thor Ragnarok.
Love, Simon. Hereditary.
With an army of special guests.
Jordan Lopez.
Aaron Brewer.
Jack Elliott.
My good friend Carly.
Special moments you don't want to miss.
The very first ever drunk drive-in.
We are more looking at the Oscar nominations.
So grab some snacks and a cold drink.
Let's all go to the lobby, refill your drinks.
Every Thursday.
Eventide Entertainment presents The Drive-In.
Hey guys, welcome back to Mike Talks Funny. We are sitting here with the second repeat guest on the show, Mr. Scotty Mays.
Hey.
Hey man, how you doing?
Good, how you doing, Mikey?
Good. You were like the first or second guest we had on the show.
That's wild, because yeah. I can remember the interview was in the green room at Wiley's.
It was, and we've stepped up to Mama's basement.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, like I think you've made it. I think you have arrived. A podcast royalty right here.
I took a selfie in the Wiley's green room last night. It was just like, I'm taking selfies in green rooms. Am I on top? Is this where just, you know, coasting from here on out?
Yeah, I think it's gravy train. And you know, I'm looking around here, man, and I gotta give you props for the wood paneling in here.
Super 70s in here. It's
definitely like when I was five and I lived in a double wide trailer. So I feel right at home, is basically what I'm trying to say. The only thing we're missing is just child abuse.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, we could manufacture some. I think my sister just got home from school.
Oh, so. Well, if she can play the role of my drunk stepdad and come down here and just smack me around a few times, that'd be great.
We don't just have the wood panel. We've got like this weird patterned fake tile on this side of the room. But over here, we've got regular tile, but it's like a good half inch above the fake tile.
Yeah, well, this tile here makes me feel like Sunday school. We just had a potluck dinner down in the youth room basement. and we're just missing some good smelly White Diamonds Elizabeth Taylor
smell. We've also got none of the power outlets in here are three prong. They're all two prong.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's how old the wiring is. It's great. So whenever it rains, and you can see towels I got on the floor to stop the water leaking in, whenever it rains, I get a little nervous.
Sure. Yeah. I would too.
Like just stepping out of bed, like you almost putting your feet down, like, all right, is this going to be the one? Is this going to be my Green Mile moment? Speaking of prisons,
right?
Since the last time we spoke, last time we talked to you, you know, you were celebrating, I believe, 2 years of sobriety last year.
Yep.
You are now up to three.
I am at three.
Congratulations,
thank
sir.
You.
And you are doing some good work. Why don't you tell people at home, because you weren't doing this last time. So
no,
what
I wasn't
doing right now.
Actually, last time we spoke, I was working at a treatment center in Westchester as an alumni coordinator. And then an opportunity came my way. A friend of mine, she said, hey, we're looking for peer support down at the Montgomery County Jail.
Mm-hmm.
Would that interest you? And I told her, I said, I swore that once I was here, I was never coming back. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, but you get keys. You get to come and go as you please this time. I'm like, absolutely. So, you know, basically what that role is I go in there and I meet with, I call them residents, mm-hmm. you know. We can call them inmates, whatever you want to call them. But,
yeah.
You know, most of the people, they're struggling with some sort of a substance use disorder and some mental health disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And the Montgomery County Jail has actually became like the number one mental hospital in Dayton because they've shut down all the mental hospitals.
Yeah, they've been going away for a while now.
Yeah, and it's sad. But I go in there. I literally meet them where they're at, and when they when they're ready for help, they reach out to me, and I try to navigate them into treatment, and I'm, you know, to let them know that, hey, man, you've been in jail 23 times. This doesn't have to be your life.
Exactly.
You know, there's a better way.
Yeah. And how did you had someone that obviously you had spent some time there at one point, and so the invitation to go back, that first day going back in there, you know, not just going in there to do a job. I mean, what's that feeling like?
There was a lot of fear, and a lot of that was triggered with just trauma from when I was there before. And it was intimidating at first,
mm-hmm.
but once I kind of looked at it as like, well, they're just people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, some of them have done some pretty horrible things, but at the same time, if somebody would have been there for me when I was in there, I'm interested to see how my life would have turned out back in 2012.
Right.
You know. So it's a cool opportunity. The fear is no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, I don't know. I don't want to say I treat it like it's just a job because it's a unique job.
Right.
And I love it.
Yeah, calling it just a job can almost make it seem like menial, like it's just an
right.
And when you get to a point where it becomes more than just a job. I'm not sure what exactly that is. It might be different from one person to the next, but where it becomes something that actually means something to you.
Absolutely.
And to someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the situation too is I got to make sure that I'm taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is moments of burnout. There's weeks I go in there and I'm just not feeling it. And then I have to take a look at myself. Like what am I not doing that I was doing before that I need to do more of now?
Right.
And to be able to recognize that now, I couldn't have done that 3 years ago. I couldn't have recognized that.
So how has this affected, now are you still doing work with the FOA?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
That's a whole different topic.
It's a whole different topic.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you, you get a lot of these nonprofit organizations start up and you have to look at motives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's some things there that I don't agree with. There's some things that I do agree with. But here's the deal. Like, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I'm at today because Lori Arion played a crucial role in saving my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I will always give her credit for that. But as that organization has grown, there's a lot of hands in the cookie jar.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just certain things that it just doesn't jive well with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. You know, but at the same time, you have to be careful. There's a lot of, so there's this thing called tokenism.
Yeah.
And you start seeing that when people start getting some clean time, they get put up on these pedestals. And you have to be really careful when you're doing that. Because there's no guarantees that you're going to stay sober.
Right.
I'm eligible for a relapse at any point in time. And when you get thrown into the public eye, what you're doing is you're creating a lot of accountability for yourself. So if you're not careful, you end up putting a lot of pressure on yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you're not working any kind of a recovery program, that can come back and bite you pretty hard.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be mindful of my surroundings and where I'm at. I'm still going to be hosting I'll be emceeing the FOA rally in August. I'm still going to be part of it. I'm just not in it as much as I was.
Right.
So I have to take care of myself.
Absolutely. A lot of people who have not had to go through what mm-hmm. you and a lot of people that we know have gone through, don't realize it's not just a matter of, it's not like you just get sober.
Right.
And it goes away. It's not like a cold or, you know, the chicken pox where you have it once and then it goes away and you have to worry about it again. It's like any mental illness or any chronic illness where it come back, you could have, you know, for lack of a better word, a flare up.
Absolutely.
Or a relapse and things can spiral.
You know, and they say, I'm sure you've probably heard this because you have friends in recovery. Mm-hmm. Sobriety isn't bought, it's rented. And rent is due every day.
Yeah.
You know? So I have to literally stay like where my feet are at. I can't project too far into the future. Life still happens. Mm-hmm. There's still things that I have to deal with that I don't like, but I get to show up today mm-hmm. and actually try to be somewhat of an adult. I'm still trying to learn how to do that. I'm 43 and I'm just now learning how to be a grown up. It's a challenge.
As a guy who just turned 30, that's terrifying. and you know, everyone who comes on the show is a comedian or works in entertainment in some way. As we mentioned, so we know the guys in the band Choke Hazard, a band that famously is known for being an all sober band. Everybody in there is in recovery and for different periods of time. And just from knowing them as long as I have, you know, I've heard them talk about how it can be tough for them to book gigs or market themselves as a sober band, because it's this weird thing where we congratulate people for being sober and taking that control in their life, but at the same time, it's also like, but we're not gonna let you have fun because you don't drink. You there's this weird, like, we want you to be okay, but we don't. As a comedian, you know, places you do comedy famously serve alcohol. Have you faced any of that same kind of pushback at all? Or
it's an interesting dynamic, to say the least. To go into a bar and do recovery comedy,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna wake up a few people in there. You're gonna feel the conviction set in on some of the people. Yeah. So they're not sure if they should laugh. Or if they do laugh, they look really uncomfortable when they're doing it. Like, right. Oh, I feel like he's talking about me right now. When in reality, I'm talking about myself and the wreckage of my past. I'm just able to laugh at it now as opposed to how I was, you know, a while ago. But it is a challenge. The obsession for me to drink has been lifted. I haven't had a drink since 2012.
Oh, wow.
But at the same time, like, there's still other things that float around there that's mm-hmm. not alcohol. You know, and I have to be mindful of that because I'm not going to lie, dude. I love doing drugs. Loved it. You know, I love drinking.
Yeah.
The only problem is the drugs and alcohol didn't love me as much as I thought it did because mm-hmm. it didn't care if it killed me or not.
Right.
But I have had it's been a challenge to get booked in bars. Now, look, I can go to all the open mics I want, you know, but as far as getting booked.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's a different story.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of people kind of, I mean, let's face it, you know, the comedy, there's supposed to be a family aspect to it, but it ends up being, there's a lot of egos and self-centeredness that get thrown in there, and it creates a lot of animosity between other comedians, and that's sad, because mm-hmm. When I first came into comedy, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And now I just have some fun, because the dynamic has changed.
And I don't know if that's a regional thing. Because where I'm from down south, it was very much community-based. You know, if you went up and you had a good set, you get high fives, cool man, come back next week, whatever. If you had a bad set, hey, man, tough shit, it happens. you know, don't give up. There was a real camaraderie and support aspect to it. Now, that's not to say I haven't found that since I've sure. been up here. I have. But I've definitely noticed that the scene, in just in this area at least, is a lot more
individualized.
Competitive. It's a lot more of what have you done for me lately kind of thing. And again, that's not to say that there isn't the community aspect present. I mean,
no, yeah, there's a few people that I keep close to me, but
yeah.
Other than that, like there's, and I don't care, I'm just gonna be honest. There's yeah. just I just don't mesh well with some of them, and
right,
you know, a lot of times I want to take off my spiritual condition and throat punch some of them,
right,
you know, and then apologize while I'm doing it because right. that's what you do in recovery now. You're making amends, but I was like, well, can I beat his ass and apologize at the same time? Right. Is that possible?
Wear some brass knuckles that have "I'm sorry" like yeah, engraved right. in there. And I feel you. I remember because you know when I got up here, I'd been doing it for 10 years. And which doesn't mean shit. I mean, it was 10 years, but I was still open micing at bars. It's fine. But, you know, a lot, you tell people ask you, oh, you're new in town. Like, I've been doing it 10 years. And they kind of look at you weird. And then you go up on a mic and eat shit. And then they're just kind of like, oh, 10 years, huh?
Right.
And comedy is one of those things where people are real quick on their first impressions. And they're hard to shake.
Oh, yeah.
They're so hard to shake. You can sell out an arena and be like, yeah, but I remember when he was in Dayton and he ate shit at the Ollie's open mic, so he's not, the, you know, it's, yeah.
You show me a comedian that hasn't ate shit at an open mic.
Right.
Not even a book show. Show me a comedian that hasn't ate shit at a book show that they've been on.
Tiffany Haddish was booked for a New Year's Eve show, and she ate shit. She went up on stage. She was drunk. She forgot her whole set and got booed off stage. This is Tiffany frickin' Haddish, who just made a movie with Kevin Hart. Anybody can bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fox Seinfeld has bombed. Everyone has bombed at some point. It's,
yeah, I embrace it.
Yeah, it's a learning experience.
Absolutely.
Plus with open mics, I have a hard time like saying whether or not a joke works if it bombs on an open mic because I'm at a restaurant where nobody's there to actually see me.
Yeah.
So they didn't laugh at it. I just chalk it up to them. I you know, stuff like the Sunday show at Ollie or at Wiley's rather, or an actual book show, or like the show at the Barrel, which is probably one of the best shows in the area right now, just saying. Those mean a lot to me, because mm-hmm. that's an audience that came there specifically to see the show.
Absolutely.
You were on the Barrel.
This past Thursday. It was a blast.
I heard good things. I love that room so yeah. much. I heard good things.
Yeah.
I was talking to Don yesterday. Tell me how that went, man.
Well, when I walked in, everybody shit faced. I'm like, cool, these are my people. I knew I had arrived. So I was like, there is nothing like doing recovery comedy in a bar yeah. when you all are hammered.
Like a bar. Like, yeah. like they call it the Barrel for a reason. Yeah. It's part of the decor.
You know, and I made sure the audience knew. I was like, look, you're not going to catch what I have. Right. This is not contagious. You can laugh, but if you want what I have, you know, see me after the show. Right. We'll talk. I know a guy. Or if you're ever thrown in jail, just throw my name out there. I'll come hook you up. I'll get right. the treatment. But you know, it was a lot of fun. That 7 minutes was, you know, when you get in a good flow and the crowd, they're there to see comedy, so they're gonna laugh.
Yeah.
And even some of your not as funny jokes, but you still use them. Sometimes I get a pretty big pop.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I do. And that night, like, everything seemed to be popping pretty well. So, you know, when those 7 minutes were up, it was like, wow, I felt like I could have done 7 more minutes.
Man.
And then Dan Seabury closed out the show. And he made a reference to my big dumb muscles. So I walked up there and I held him like a baby for his first bit of joke that he did. It looked like I was carrying him over to the threshold. You
oh,
know?
That's fantastic.
But that's the family, the brotherhood, the sisterhood of comedy that I was talking about just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Like when I first started, that's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you don't see a whole lot of that. But everybody did incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dan Dean kicked it off.
Oh,
and
man.
He crushed it. I mean, he had people rolling.
Kudos to Kevin Rupert for putting that show together, man.
Holy, oh yeah,
a guy who you know hadn't been doing it that long. He just knew somebody who knew somebody, and he met with so much adversity coming with that first show, and it is just taking the hell off.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great room, and if that's the consistency of people that show up for that, mm-hmm. there's going to be some longevity there for that show. So hopefully it keeps going.
I hope so too. That one that I did, which was the first one where we had Ray Jackson headline. You talk about taking Ray Jackson into a part of town you would not normally see Ray Jackson headline, and he headlined the shit out of that show.
Yeah, because I mean, just under the just by 75 there, you have Franklin,
right? So it's like,
easy, Ray, you're kind of touching the line there. Yeah, you get too close to Frank, Kentucky, you'll end up catching something over there.
So you, sir, the main reason I wanted to bring you on, you, sir, were named Dayton's best local comedian that's not Dave Chappelle of 2018.
Insane.
How you feeling about that?
I don't know how to feel about that still.
Yeah?
Because let me tell you why.
Okay.
Let me tell you how this happened.
Okay.
All right. So you threw your name in the hat.
I did.
And you caught a little bit of flack.
I caught a lot of flack for that.
So I was like, screw that, man.
Right.
He's a funny dude. He just, why can't he throw his name in there?
Yeah.
So I was telling my girlfriend about it, mm-hmm. and she's like, well, let's throw your name in there.
Yeah.
And I was just kidding
yeah.
around. I was like, yeah, let's go ahead and poke the bear some more.
Fuck yeah. You
know? So she did that, and I owe you an apology.
That's why we brought you on here, Scotty. What the hell, man?
I am so sorry.
No, let me explain. The fact that I made the top five to me is like, the hell did I do right? It's if you've ever seen The Producers, it's like, where did I go right with this shit? I picked, and I don't know, because like, I was out of commission for most of last year. So also, when I saw your name pop up, I was like, oh, well, fuck. Okay, never mind. This guy was on the news before I was. Shit.
Yeah, but I was talking about fentanyl. I wasn't doing any comedy.
Yeah, but somebody said, well, yeah, but you've been on the news. I'm like, yeah, but I work at the damn station. It's like, that wasn't hard to pull off.
Can you superimpose like a floating Mike Shea head on the Fox Morning News? I don't know if I can throw out the call signs that you work at.
Okay. They know me. They love me. Yeah. So our news department has like one of those tracker systems where they can track all the big like social media posts and stuff in your area. So every time I have a show or something coming up, I have to go to work and hear about like, man, Mike, you post on social media a lot because you're like 20% of our feed, man. It's like, come to the show, y'all. I mean, Jesus, I post flyers all over the office and none of y'all been to the shows yet. So I'm doing something wrong. But
some of them are probably like, when's your next show, man? I'd like to go.
All the time. Oh, yeah. I haven't seen you yet. When's your next show? Y'all have the social media tracker. Just type in my name. It's right. Not hard. Also, I work in that corner of the office that nobody ever comes to visit. Come visit once in a while. I mean, you know, we keep Dave in the closet, but, you know, it's because Dave can't do sunlight. But, yeah, man, 2018's best local comic.
That was, I was shocked. And I'm not going to lie, dude. I literally only voted for myself twice.
I kept forgetting to vote for myself.
Because I was like, I started, like, my insecurities were creeping in. Like, man, mm-hmm. I don't want to vote for myself. That's
yeah.
Maybe I'll do it once because I mean, even presidents vote for themselves on
right.
election day. You know, so I'll give it a whirl and yeah. you know, and I did it twice. And I'm not gonna lie, dude. The fact that worked out the way it did it made me so happy because
good.
I'm gonna be honest. There's people, well, one person on that list that I just don't care for.
Right.
You know, and so it was
I hate
a big,
you too, so it's fine.
It was a big F you. And
yeah.
you know, at
yeah.
this point, I don't even care. I don't care. And let's face it, he's not gonna listen to this podcast because he's not on it.
Yeah. Right, so, exactly. That's true.
As long as, you know, if it doesn't benefit him in any way, he don't care.
Right.
Unless he's ready to judge. But
I don't remember who the hell else was on the list, honestly, other than you and me. That's all I cared about. So. Yeah.
Well, you had the mayor of the Oregon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He was on there. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then, Jessica Grau,
who I
and then,
finally met.
Travis Charles and Jeff Zarrett, I think I said his last name right.
I don't remember. I don't remember. Honestly, don't. Once yeah. I saw, once I got nominated, I kind of tried to put the whole thing out of my mind because if I dwell on it, I'm going to take it too seriously.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah.
And, you know, what's. I mean, it's not like I'm headlining Funny Bone because I won that.
Right.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? But it was cool to have my peers step up and say, you know what? Here you go. And I really had to look at that because I was beating myself up over it. I'm like, ugh. Mm. I don't handle that kind of, even though I do a lot of media interviews and I do a lot of stuff in the public.
Yeah.
I don't like to draw attention to myself like that. Like, I'm not going to go on Facebook and boast about it.
Right.
I have a hard time doing that now.
You could.
four years ago, mm-hmm. absolutely, I would have been like, look at me. Look what I'm doing. Me, right. me.
But you've done a lot of, I mean, for lack of a better phrase, you've done a lot of growing up in the last 3 years. I mean,
yeah.
you've had to change who you are inside and out. I've never gone through addiction or something like that myself, but just from all accounts of what I've heard and you know, it's like being in the military where you kind of get torn back down and rebuilt back up from the ground up.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and here's the thing. I've learned not to put expectations on anything. There is one expectation that I have, and it's something I've just wanted my dad to tell me that he's proud of me. And
right.
he just doesn't do that, and it's sad, you know. I don't know.
No, I understand that I don't at the same time. You know, I never had that kind of problem with my dad. You know, my dad and I didn't get along for a long time. The last few years prior to his passing, we were buds. But even ever since he's passed away, my biggest thing in life has always been to make sure that whatever I'm doing, dad would be proud of what I was doing. When I had that, you know, a lot of people know this, some people don't. Last year, the reason I was so MIA was because I was on the verge of quitting. Especially after dad passed, I didn't handle it well. And I was just kind of like, hey, I don't know. But there was just something about the idea of like, you know, if I quit doing stand up, would my dad have been happy with that? And I think at the end of the day, I don't think he would have been. I think that was the thing that I did that he was the most proud of. He wasn't always the best at expressing that, but he did enough to let me know that he did. So I can understand the idea of wanting to have that confirmation from your dad, and sometimes you don't always get it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's about how it's making you feel,
right?
How you're feeling about the whole thing. And from all that I can see, you're feeling and doing pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, like I said earlier, life still happens, and
yeah,
not everything's gonna be all aces.
Yeah, and everybody has bad days.
Yeah, last week was just a test after test after test, but here I am,
mm-hmm.
still sober. Still somewhat sane. That's
look. You can't be totally sane if you're going to do this.
This is true.
You're in a comedian's basement in his mom's house recording a podcast. There's not much sane about that. But
oh yeah.
But it's also what makes life fun and interesting.
Oh, I'm still sick in the head, and I embrace that sickness. You know, the other day I was in a meeting, and this vein popped out of my arm, and it was like, it was really showing, and I was like, where the fuck were you 3 years ago? I could have really used you, buddy.
I was looking for you. I was calling your name, and you didn't respond. Jesus. Now, obviously, we're recording this a little bit before
sure.
it's going to air. But what do you have in the pipeline? Anything big you're working on? Anything, any kind of big plans for the year?
I'm in the process of reinventing myself. It's going to be kind of like a Jekyll and Hyde
mm-hmm.
type thing. It's a character that I really want to get into, and I'm trying to figure out, so it's going to have a two-face aspect to it.
Right.
And I'm trying to figure out how to incorporate that on stage successfully. And I know the only way to do it is just to get out there and start doing it and working out all the kinks and all that.
Yeah.
But there, you know, there's makeup involved. It takes a little bit of time.
You got the right woman in your life for that.
Oh
though.
My goodness, T-Bone is.
She's the shit.
She really is, man.
You did good.
I don't know how. I don't know how the hell that. Oh, I know how it happened. I met her in treatment.
Oh, there you.
She was
go.
Working there.
There you go.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, you know, she's got her shit together.
Man. Yeah, no, I've seen the stuff she does. She posts on Facebook, both the regular stuff and the not regular stuff. And
mm-hmm.
oh, she's great. She's fantastic.
She is a wizard.
Well, when you were in the movie last year, you know, it wasn't a lot of makeup involved, but she did it up a little bit to kind of just
yeah.
make it
sunk the eyes in a little
sunk
bit.
Sunk the eyes a little yeah. bit, you know, just, you know, pulled up some old photos of you and recreated it or something.
And I got to tell you, that movie, if I could go back and do it all over again, I would, because I would really do better. I would die way better. That's all I got to say.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, if I could go back and do that movie again, there's a lot of shit that I would do better. I am immensely proud of how that turned out, but there I look.
It was beautiful.
I look back at it too, because the first thing I would do differently is I wouldn't book the damn theater until the movie was done, because I was so running off the high from the film festival and I was so cocky. I was like, I'll book this thing. I can edit this thing, and then by the end of it, I was like, I don't want to edit this stupid thing anymore. I'm so done. I don't care how it looks. Yeah, no, there's some things I'd go back and do differently, but.
Even Tara looked at me and she's like, sweetie, you could have died better than that. I'm like, well, stick with me.
I'll tell you, the best compliment I got about the movie was from John Morris. We were playing poker at Olivia's house a couple weeks after we had done the premiere. And he said, dude, I will put you in any, he's like, I will be in any movie you do from here on out. Because you were so good at editing that, you made Travis Charles look a good actor. Yeah. I was like, that's the best compliment I've had. Uh-huh. I've had people like write whole paragraphs how much they liked it. I was like, that right there, that lets me know I did something right. So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to do something that we didn't do with you last time. We're going to do 3 minutes of rapid-fire questions.
Beautiful.
All right, guys. Okay. We'll be right back after the break. Stick around. We got a lot more right around the corner. What makes a great radio show? How about a host that knows his stuff?
Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, isn't that a fish?
You need guests with lots of class.
And dude, yeah. What's up with this mic? Did somebody have this mic under their armpit? Because it smells.
Willing to stick around even at the end of the world.
There will still be cans of SpaghettiOs laying
exactly,
around.
Exactly, and Twinkies.
Yep.
Bam.
Yep.
And Keith Richards.
It's The Life with Don Smith. Tuesdays on WWSU 106.9 FM from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And Fridays on the Eventide Entertainment podcast feed. Every week, join us for a brand new episode.
Keep doing a radio show, because we are idiots.
Be there or be square. Want to know where to find the best hidden musical gems on the internet? Mike Shea and Robert Yetter have got you covered. Tune in Wednesday nights at 5 p.m. for the latest episode of Track Record, brought to you by Eventide Entertainment. Hey guys, Mike here. You know, a lot of time and effort goes into this podcast, and I want you guys to be a part of the process. Become a supporter by going to patreon.com/MikeShayComedy. And for as little as $1 a month, you can help this show get better and better. Get access to all kinds of awesome content like comedy show tickets, unedited interviews, live streams, and so much more. Once again, just go to patreon.com/MikeShayComedy and help support the show. All right, everybody, we are back. Scotty May still sitting on the couch in my basement. That's not dirty. Maybe it is. You decide. And we are doing, he's nodding his head. Oh, it better be.
Especially since I'm not wearing any clothes.
Oh, I know. You know, I didn't even ask. He just came down and was like, all right, well, this is going. And you know what? I'm rolling with it. It's fine.
It's my baby shark Speedo that I'm wearing.
Okay. Somebody finally showed me that fucking video the other day.
Yeah.
Kill me. Just right. Kill me.
Yeah, between Baby Shark and Blippi, which is some YouTube sensation for kids that my grandson watches.
Nothing. No idea.
You're fine.
I know.
Keep it that way. Your life is being spared.
That's
right
why
now.
Like my brother and sister, they're 17 and about to be 18 and 16. So I'm past most of that now. When they were growing up, it was like, hey, we're watching The Wiggles. We're watching Dora.
Oh, yeah. We still watch The Wiggles. We still, yeah. Yeah. Fruit salad.
Yummy, yummy. Yummy. I'll be honest. I don't mind The Wiggles. You know what? It's 4 grown men trying to make their musical dreams come true.
And wearing turtlenecks. Yeah, bring them back.
You know what? We were talking off the mic. Mr. Rogers, you know what? That man made, I love sweaters. I own so many sweaters that I love to wear. I don't care. Love them. And mostly because he rocked those sweaters. All of them made by his mother. His mother made all those sweaters
that
for him.
Is that in the documentary?
It's in the documentary, right. Yeah.
Stop
yeah.
spoiling the shit for me. I'm going to watch it. I really wanted to land a make-believe to be real, though, when I was a kid.
Oh, I
did
too.
That was such a magical place, right?
It was great.
He had a trolley in his house.
Right?
Come on. And then it went through the wall, and then all of a sudden it was a land of enchantment.
Right? grandpa had a model train. I was like, can we make this shit go through the walls?
Yeah.
My grandpa's such a handyman. He was like, you know, we probably could. Grandma was like, no. So we're going to do 3 minutes of rapid fire questions here. This is something we started doing literally like right after I had you on the show the first time. So I felt it was only fair we get you back into
3 minutes of questions.
3 minutes of rapid fire rapid questions. Fire. First thing that comes to your head.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is going to be some of them. So, we'll see.
You know, it's a circus up here, right?
Yeah, I know it is. That's why I can't wait to see what happens.
Let's do it. Boobs. Oh, wait. You haven't asked yet? Okay, go ahead.
All right, man. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, man. In 3, 2, 1, if you could get rid of one state, which one would it be?
Kentucky.
Who do you admire the most? Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. We switch it up here.
Yeah, that was crazy. Who do I admire most? Bill Wilson.
What was the last gift you gave someone? You can be dirty.
I gave Tara a gift this morning.
There you go. Yeah. Are you a morning person or a night person?
It depends on how my girlfriend wakes me up or puts me to sleep.
What's one thing you own you wish you didn't?
This damn lip exerciser thing that Don Smith gave me. I still have it. And it looks like the most perverted thing sitting around my house. Go ahead, sorry.
Currently, what is your biggest addiction?
The gym.
All right. Yeah, I believe it. Check him out on Instagram, folks. What celebrity annoys you the most?
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Celebrity that annoys me the most has to not. Dude, I'm just going to say it. It has to be whoever that little punk Keen is on Game of Thrones right now.
Okay. What's a nickname your parents used to call you?
Adopted.
Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals?
Ooh. Talk to animals.
Hell yeah. Fill in the blank. Taylor Swift is
sexy.
Yeah, I'd hit it. How long does it take you to get ready?
About 30 minutes.
How long would you rather have invisibility or super strength?
Super strength.
You already have super strength. Is it wrong for a vegetarian to eat animal crackers?
Yes.
Would you rather eat cake or pie?
Pie.
Have you ever worn socks with sandals?
Yes.
How dare you. Is double dipping at a party ever acceptable?
Never.
Do you respect Kanye West?
No.
Godfather or Star Wars?
Godfather.
Big dogs or small dogs?
Big dogs.
Are women complicated?
Hell yeah.
Would you rather eat stale Sour Patch Kids or fresh circus peanuts?
Stale Sour Patch Kids.
Stale Sour Patch Kids or candy corn?
Still Sour Patch Kids.
Amen to that. Do you know how to salsa dance?
No.
Have you ever slapped someone in the face?
Yes.
Do you like the smell of gasoline?
I do.
You know what? I do too. I don't give a shit. Would you rather ask permission or beg forgiveness?
Ask permission.
Would you rather be besties with Beyonce or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Are dogs people?
Yes.
Absolutely. Would you eat a day-old taquito from Speedway?
Yeah.
Who hasn't? Is Jimmy Kimmel funny?
No.
Okay. Would you go to a movie alone?
Yes.
Are your grandparents, you know, mildly rude?
Oh, absolutely. They're very racist, actually.
What's the most boring thing ever?
The most boring thing ever is probably reading the Bible.
You know what? I'm just, we had 2 seconds left. I was going to try. No, we're ending it right there. Scotty Mays, thank you for coming on the show, sir.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Always good to have you, man. Always good to see you.
It's good to be seen today.
Yes, absolutely. Where can the people find you online?
Facehole, Instagram. I don't even really keep up on my Instagram that much. Yeah. I probably should, but even Facehole, I'm getting sick of it, so I make Ghost. I've been thinking about ghosting completely. Dude,
there are days.
Yeah.
There are days I just want to say fuck all of it.
Yeah.
And just for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
So I love going camping every summer. 5 days, no cell signal, just
refill that serenity bucket.
Yeah. Dressing like a pirate and getting.
I drove out to Hillsboro the other night to give a lead at this NA meeting, and it was one of the most peaceful drives I've had in a long time.
Oh,
it was
great.
Just me and the country, and I loved it. So
that's why I like to travel. Whenever I drive down south for the film festivals or whatever, I always like just crank on a podcast or just some background noise, and I hate heights, but driving through the mountains is beautiful.
You should do. You should go on trips this year and call it the Mike Drives Funny podcast.
I'm thinking about doing something. I have a big trip in April scheduled for Chicago. 4 days in Chicago. The film festival is the week before that. I'm trying to see if I can just do like a travel thing. I don't know yet. If I can get someone to go with me, it'll be easier. But I also have to secure the time off work because that's not easy.
Yeah, that isn't easy.
You work in television, so. All right, folks. Scotty, thanks again for coming on, man.
Hey, thank you.
All right, guys, we got a lot more show around the corner for you. Stick around. It's Mike Talks Funny here on the Eventide Internet. I own the damn thing. Eventide Entertainment Podcast Network. Hey, guys, Mike here. You know, a lot of time and effort goes into this podcast, and I want you guys to be a part of the process. Become a supporter by going to patreon.com/MikeShayComedy. And for as little as $1 a month, you can help this show get better and better. Get access to all kinds of awesome content like comedy show tickets, unedited interviews, live streams, and so much more. Once again, just go to patreon.com/MikeShayComedy and help support the show. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We are just about out of time for today, but it would not be an episode of Mike Talks Funny if I didn't share some awesome music with you guys. Now, I've known the singer of this band for quite some time. We've played them on the show before. We've played his old band on the show before. And I figure since Scotty Mays is such a big metal fan, just like I am, we'd play some metal today. So if you guys, you like metal and you like good music and you like good lyrics, you're going to love this. It's a great song. Great to have it back on the show. This is Skeletons from the band Zero Day.
Flame.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for our show this week. Big thanks to Scotty Mays for coming on the show. Big thanks to Zero Day. Always good to share your music on here as well. Make sure you guys go to patreon.com/MikeShayComedy. Check out all the cool new stuff we got up there. Check out my website, MikeShayComedy.com. Follow me on all the social media. Don't forget about my big crossover review of Avengers Endgame this Sunday with Aaron Lopez at 5:30 p.m. live. Guys, we'll see you next week with a brand new episode. Live well, rock on.
Heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details. Heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.